So when I was living in Kathmandu, they had just gotten cable TV a few months before I arrived, and this was a revolution. They started getting channels with shows they had never seen before, including TBS out of Atlanta. So you can imagine in this little hut in Kathmandu watching TV, and an Atlanta Hawks game came on with these enormous guys, you know, jumping through the roof, slamming the ball, a game that they didn't really know. This completely captured the attention, especially of the young males. And so they got a basketball and they started trying to figure out themselves how to play. And they eventually approached me and said, listen, we really want to form a league in this country. Would you help us? And I, you know, this is one of those things that you just can't pass up. And so I said, absolutely, I'd love to. I've always been a huge fan of basketball. That goes from my Iowa days to here in North Carolina. That's one of the strands of continuity. But we formed a league. We recruited 8 teams from around the country, from the urban areas. In some places, we had to actually lay the concrete on a flat piece of ground, which isn't always easy to find in Nepal, so people could play basketball. And we formed teams. My team, they told me I had to go pick up my uniform. So I went down to the tailor shop and, he took out the uniform that they got for me. It was a polyester shirt, blue leopard print, with a blue satin shorts to go with it. And similarly bad quality polyester. And the biggest size they had was still much too small for me. So the tailor had to cut open the armhole and the neck hole and the leg hole. So when I wore this uniform and, you know, running down the court, I looked like kind of a blue version of the Incredible Hulk. It was clearly different than anything I had worn before. But that was the outfit. And we put together a national tournament. About 600 people showed up for this national tournament right in the heart of Kathmandu. They gave me a Nepali name, so I was Kaji Bahadur Gurung, even though they had given each other all NBA names. So this is Michael Jordan, this is John Paxson, this is Bill Laimbeer, and then I was Kaji Bahadur Gurung. So
what does that mean?
Kaji is exalted, Bahadur is courageous. And Gurung is the name of the ethnic group that I was essentially adopted by. So it's a name that the Gurungs send many of their young people into the British Army. And so they have a real kind of martial character. And this is a name that carries a lot of significance to them. So they gave me that name as well. And I was truly adopted by that community.
So how'd you do?
Well, we made it to the finals, but there actually were like bigger guys than me that were Nepali and really good athletes. The guys that run around the mountains all their whole lives are incredible athletes. So we lost in the final game, but I was voted the most valuable player of the tournament. I'm not sure I was the most valuable player. I think I was probably outstandingly white and noticeable, but
most improved.
Yeah. But in my CV since that time, I always have, MVP of the NBA 1994. And that's always a great way to start a conversation in an interview.
This would be the Nepali...
the Nepal Basketball Association, that's right.
Way to
that's
go.
That's my claim to fame. I have a little 3-inch statue to prove it.